We've got no chickens.
Yeah, that mic's working, dear.
It's working?
Yeah.
Sick. Is your guys' mic working?
Hi.
Testing. Hi. 1, 2, 3.
Hi. Welcome back to Tuesday Drive. We are here, me and Dan, are here with Javi and Hannah from Yo Vocal Magazine. Hello,
kia ora.
Guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's great. It's a great Tuesday. There'll be lots of listeners out there who just have no idea what Yo Vocal is. So
that's
do you guys
epic.
Want to tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys do?
Cool. So we're a publication that gives people a voice. We talk about arts, culture, photography, music.
Social issues.
Boom. Mental health. Bit of everything, really. Online and also physical, but physical is just once a year, you know?
And the physical copy is stunning. I'm going to be the biggest Yo Vocal advocate today. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. If you're coming down to Clubs Day next week, you can grab yourself a copy because they've given us a few to give away. Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about what you've been up to this summer? We saw you all at Nostalgia on the weekend in your jumpsuits, but what else have you been floating around doing?
So we've just been doing the summer tour all summer. Yeah. Started in December with La Currance, and then Nesfest, then Tora. And then Welcome to Nowhere, and then Nostalgia. So it's been a big old summer for
us. And so what was involved at these festivals? Like, what brought you there and what were you doing? What was sick? What was hard?
What were we doing? We're mainly, like, taking photos and videos for three of them. We did videos as well. And, like, for La Currance, we did a portrait booth backstage with the artists. And then Hannah's all on the writing, so she just,
I was just chilling on the day.
You were chilling. Yeah. She can just cruise on the day.
And hard work comes later.
Yeah, that was the vibe for the festival.
Hannah's job is just, I'm just here to take it all in. Don't interrupt me, okay?
Honestly.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
I'm just taking
mega
it in.
Mega chilling.
This needs to sink in so I can write about it. Leave me alone.
Do you take notes on your phone? How's your writing process?
Honestly,
all in the head?
Well, like, at the festivals, like, for example, in Nostalgia, honestly, I forgot that I was even writing. I was just vibing out.
Like, yeah!
But that's the best way to do it, because then you can just, you've had a good time, you've enjoyed it, you've absorbed everything, and you can write it all out at the end.
Yeah.
Well, we've got plenty of videos coming, so you can watch them back and relive the magic.
Nice.
But the absorption, that's a good point, just letting all of the information sink in while it does and bringing it back up later, eh?
Exactly. Like, you should definitely go and check out everything the festival has to offer, so you can have, like, a really well-informed article.
Yes.
But, like, at the end of the day, if you're hyper alert and writing notes all the time, you're not really present, not really enjoying yourself.
It's kind of like taking minutes at it. Well, this is my theory. Taking minutes at a meeting, it's kind of like takes the point of the meeting away because you're not actually thinking what you're
that's
writing.
That's why you have a minute taker.
Yeah.
That's their pure job.
Imagine being the minute taker.
That's all your job is.
You are the minute taker. You're not allowed any input. That would suck.
So what was the sort of inspiration behind doing this? Like, it's a big task to take upon yourselves to sort of go around and, like, I've done three so far this summer and I'm already like, summer's almost over.
Knackered. I think it was just, like, we all wanted to go to festivals and do it with a bit more, like, purpose and have fun and kind of cover festivals and kind of really have a real fun summer, I think. And then we all had, like, an input into what festivals as well and what ones we wanted to go to.
And you meet more people, I think, through doing this as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a real, like, real different way to experience a festival by working at it. So it's quite fun.
And also, for those who don't know, Javi, who's sitting here, is a seriously impressive film photographer.
It's true.
Too big of a compliment.
That's way too big. No, it's not. There's a lot of people, especially my age around Christchurch, would have seen a lot of Javi's photos. So for Javi to be taking photos at a bunch of different festivals is pretty sick. Just taking some cool ones.
Thank
Do you have, you're not obviously going to be able to show this to people, but if you think about your favourite photo of the whole tour, does one come to mind and where was it?
Oh, that's a real one. Oh, I had one. This guy, he's like an incredible dancer. You saw him at Tora and he was like on stage.
Kete.
I remember that at Tora
like,
last
so
year.
Like so fabulous. Like, and I got a photo of him at Nesfest and it's just, I just love it. It makes me feel so good when I look at it.
Because
he's just in his element, like loving it.
He's a blessing to the world, eh?
Yeah, hard. He's really cool.
Yeah, I saw some of the nostalgia photos from Fran and they were very similar vibes.
Yeah.
Like, just like, looking at people having fun and like, you just feel like you're back there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really hard question, but which one was the favourite?
Do you want to go first with your favourite? It's really hard because all of them are good for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Just as a disclaimer out there, you're all good for different reasons.
Said a mum to her children.
But, go, Hannah, you can go first with your
My favourite was Tora Bombora. It was my first time going, so nice. I was a virgin attendee.
Yeah, yeah.
And like when I interviewed Louis and he was telling me all about it, and I was so, so pumped. And I thought, yeah, this is going to be the festival of the summer. And it was, and it pulled through. And I absolutely, absolutely loved it.
How was the weather this year?
Mate, the wind.
It was
broken in three places.
One year he'll have perfect weather.
The wind was like one of the acts at Tora. It was like all of these different bands, art, and the wind was like.
And the wind,
You came to see it. Why did Tora reach out to you, Hannah? Or not reach out, but like, why was it special?
I think it was the fact that you were just on this incredible piece of coastline and just on this farm, away from everybody, away from reality. And there was just no reception. You were just with a really good community, a really good bunch of people who were just all good vibes. And yeah, it was just really chill and really, it was like soul food, to be honest, when it came to the music. And the lineup was a dream. Like, that's fully why I was like, I have to get a ticket. I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I could not agree with all of that anymore.
Boom. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my one regret this summer.
No.
Sorry, Lily. Next time.
Yeah.
And what about Javi?
It's hard to say your favourite one because I feel like I'm biased because a lot of our friends went to Tora, and so I had really lots of fun there.
People.
But same with like LaCarence and Nesfest, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say Nostalgia and Welcome to Nowhere 2.
My favourite was
My favourite was Out of Dam, Out of Lunch.
Nicest mother.
Are there any peak moments? So like, I know when I look at my summer, I did lots of stuff down south on Robrosa Station, and there was a moment where I was on a scissor lift looking over a crowd, and that was like, yes, this is it. And so like, what is the moment for you from the tour?
Do you want to go first?
Well, back to Tora Bombora.
Plug.
Half cast performance was the highlight, and the wind amplified everything. Like, it just made it incredible. And I think that was when I was like, well, we're just like right next to the ocean. It's pitch black. All you can see is stars. And it was like this most amazing, like isolating but incredible performance.
Yeah. Isolating is a good summary of Tora, actually.
Yeah. And in the most positive way.
Mine was probably after LaCarence, me and Kenzie Pigman, who's another photographer that did LaCarence with us. We went on like one of the rides, like it was like a Ferris, kind of like this like little rocket that like goes round and round and round, and it was like a spur of the moment thing. We just like odds each other to go, and then we just like boosted over there, and it was real fun way to end the festival. So
sick.
That was probably my peak.
Did you scream?
I did, and I probably just like giggled the whole way, and then we just giggled the whole way in the line all the way back. Like, it was just super fun.
Sick.
Surely someone captured it.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
About your summer. We're always talking about what we're up to here.
We should probably find some other things to talk about, but until then. Screw that. Let's keep talking about summer, but just get different people to come on and talk about their summer.
Yeah.
Well, actually, good timing. Jake Bonin's just walking in. He's about to have a mix. Sorry, Jake. I was too busy to read your text.
We're on air.
But he's made it in.
So, you guys, where can people find you if they want to know a little bit more about Yo Vocal and what you guys do?
On Instagram, Yo Vocal Mag. On Facebook, Yo Vocal Mag. And you can also email us at yovocalmag@gmail.com. There you go.
You can find us on SoundCloud, YouTube, LinkedIn, Tumblr.
Righto. We're
going to
play
much, guys.
Some songs. Do you guys want to announce them for us? You've picked them. So
cool. What one's the first one that's going?
Nicholas Franchise.
Oh, cool. My favourite song from the sun was Nicholas Franchise, Get Up.
Sick.
And I chose Acrid by The Beths because they're my favourite band.
Woo!
Beautiful.
The Beths, yeah.
Yeah.
Righto, we're going to kick this off now and then we'll be back with Jake Pond.
Thank you very much, Jarvin Hannah from Yo Vocal.
Thank you for having us.